is that I want to be here in person.
What?
Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. It is July 20th at 2 p.m. Can we have roll call, please?
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Present. The next item on the agenda is prayer. Can that, Billy Keem, could you say the prayer, please?
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to watch over us and please heal those that have been affected by COVID. We ask you to please give us clarity of thought as we begin this committee meeting and just guide us and direct us, and please bless the Osage Nation. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. The next item is the approval of minutes. These minutes are from the June 19th, 2020 meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes is presented.
Seconded.
All those in favors of approving the minutes? Signify by saying yes.
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 Okay, the minutes have been approved. The next item on the agenda is the election of a vice chair. I'd like to open up the floor for nominations. Are there any nominations for the vice chair?
Sorry. I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Pam Shaw.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second for Pam Shaw to hold the position of vice chair of Congressional Affairs. Is everybody in agreement?
Yep. Are there any additional nominations?
Any additional nominations? Seeing none. If everybody agrees, please say yes.
I'm
yes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Those opposed? Pam Shaw, you are now the Vice Chair of Congressional Affairs.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda are the payables. We have a payable to the U.S. Bank in the amount of $2,834.63. This payable looks like it was for items that were purchased in June. Does anybody have any questions regarding this payable? Motion to approve the payable for U.S. Bank in the amount of $2,834.63.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor approving this payable, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? All right, this payable has been approved. The next payable that you'll see is to the computer guy. This is for in the amount of $6,650. This is to be paid out of the legislative budget for computers for the Congress members.
Motion to approve the payable for $6,650 for the laptops for the new members of Congress for the vendor, the computer guy.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving this, please say yes.
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 All those opposed? Seeing none, this payable has been approved. The next item on the agenda is the consideration of the CARES Act expenses. Okay, thank you, Clerk. I want to go back to item number six. There was a discussion or a payable that came through regarding our P.O. box that we hold here in Pawhuska. And the Congressional Affairs Committee, we would like to discuss whether we want to keep that P.O. box or not. Right now, the current rate is, what is it? $208 annually. And I just wanted to bring it to your attention to see whether or not we'd like to keep that expense or not. Congresswoman Stabler?
Just wanted to make the comment that normally I would probably be for removing this charge to the Congress. However, it did come in really, really, really handy when we hit the COVID and the office closures. We just redirected all of our street delivery mail to the post office box, and they were able to go pick it up as they were able to go pick it up.
Is there any other discussion or consideration?
I'm in favor of keeping it. This is RJ.
Shiakia, Speaker Walker, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Former speaker, possibly. I said I'm in favor of keeping it.
Okay, Speakerwoman Pratt?
So I was just going to, I mean, I'm not opposed to keeping it either. I guess my question would be, like, we just didn't have it, then what's the protocol? It just goes to the nation and then somebody has to just go pick it up, or that's what they're delivering down to us, right?
Clerk, do you want to answer, or go ahead, Congresswoman?
No, we actually have delivery from the post office at the street address. So depending on how people address it,
right, okay,
it goes to whichever.
Okay, so if it goes up there, then they're bringing it to us, and then otherwise that's our specific PO box that we put on our business cards, and then it comes directly to us.
And then there are people that address it to this address, and the post office delivers it.
Right. So. Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like everybody's in agreement to keep the box, so we'll submit that payable in the next CA meeting. If it's over the, it's under 1,000, so we don't have to. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the consideration of the CARES Act expenses.
How much is that?
Somewhere between $340 and $440.
Okay, I apologize. I have some items that are coming up that I want to discuss under payables. I apologize. We have a trademark that the legislative branch uses, that's the Osage Nation Congressional Seal, and that payable is due. It's under $1,000, but my question to you is whether or not we want to keep using this congressional logo. I've had other discussions with members of Congress that say that we may want to change that. The cost of our trademark is $340. Is that something that you guys would like to consider maybe addressing and getting rid of that expense? Just like to hear any discussion. Speaker Pratt.
Thank you. So I've had, like you stated, a little bit of conversation about this because we actually started discussing if we were going to continue with it, then is there something we could, I don't know, jazz it up or something? I'm not sure what the word is, but like it's just kind of the same, but it says Congress. So my question is, historically, does anybody know the action that was taken in order to establish it? So I want to know that first.
Congresswoman Stabler?
There was actually a contest.
Yes.
And submissions were made, and out of the submissions, there were probably 6 or 9 that were made, something, there was a few. Was there more than that? And anyway, out of that group, then this one was the one that was selected to be used.
So can I follow up on that?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
That was my understanding, that when I took office in 2010, that the first Congress, in 2006, had a contest that involved, I think, children. Some were children. Some of the potential, I guess if they narrowed it down, 10 are actually framed on the wall up there, mm-hmm. outside of the chamber doors.
Right.
And that's all I know about it, is that I think it involved the children making submissions, and that's the one that they went with.
It was actually an adult that designed this one. Huh? It was actually an adult that designed the
one. Oh, okay.
Speaker Pratt.
Okay, so I guess I should have been more clear. Like, I know the contest. I said what action was taken. Like, was there an action of Congress taken in order to deem that the legislative seal? Because I know the contest. And in speaking it is simply because my point is that Osage Nation seal has been, what's the word, digitized? Or do you know what I'm saying? It's like had the look, and then so that it's been, is that right, digitized? Mm-hmm. And so it has a little bit of a cleaner look to it, and I guess the colors more colorful. So what I was saying was, when I said jazz it up, probably wasn't the right word, it meant do something like that with it, or let's just have the Osage Nation seal be our seal, and it's unnecessary. That's why I'm asking, is what was action? So that's my question, because then would we need an actual action of Congress to undo that? Because otherwise, I'm sure we could all just kind of make a motion of Congress to say, let's do away with that and have our Osage Nation seal be our seal. That's my thoughts on it. That's where I'm going. So unless we can clarify that, which, thank you.
Mr. Gill, do you have any discussion on the matter?
Yes, real quick. That took place before any of the current staff was here. I'm not sure exactly what action was taken. I'm assuming that it was either a congressional affairs decision or a motion on the floor, mm-hmm. of the body of Congress. I'm not aware of any specific law that was passed. So I believe that it would simply require the Congress to agree to go with a new seal if that was the decision of the body by motion.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other discussion on the matter? Congresswoman Stabler?
Well, I would say that what I've observed in the last couple of years is kind of half and half. Some people use the congressional seal and others use the Osage seal. And I guess in my personal opinion is we're representatives of the Osage Nation, so I use the Osage seal. However, I don't want to necessarily say, you know, do away with the congressional seal. So if we keep it, I would say to go ahead and have it enhanced or digitized, more like the Osage seal, where it just has a cleaner look to it. But I'm probably, if it comes to a vote, I'm probably more likely to say, unless it was adopted and is part of law or something, then I wouldn't care if we did away with it, I guess.
Speaker Pratt?
Well, I don't know when this payment is due. In order to, if that decision was made, because otherwise I would probably suggest that this committee do a recommendation, because I do believe that that I'm in agreement that the entire body would vote on it, probably, but a recommendation of this committee come out, whether it be one way or the other, whether it be to move forward with digitizing or never mind. I think the CA, I think that part would probably just keep rolling with CA, but I was going to say that just this committee would decide.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Oh, I would also say it's a trademarked seal. So there was some action taken on to trademark it. And I guess that's right. The question today, right? The trademark
right.
is due. Mm-hmm.
The question is not whether or not you want to do away with the seal. You can continue to use the seal. It's just whether or not you want to continue to pay to have it trademarked to where no one else can utilize it.
Right. But the question it to me is whether or not you want to keep using it, because why would you pay for the trademark if we're not even going to really continue to use it? So, I mean, that's just my opinion. Because I don't see very many people use it at all. I mean, Congresswoman Goodfox has been since 2010, and I don't know how often you see them. I mean, I think there's one on our window, but that's overall, I don't see it used very often, even on our letterheads.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
I think that I've used it on my business cards, and that's been about it. And I think that it's on our letterhead that if we want to use it there. But I mean, my personal opinion is I don't care if we use it or not, or if we just go back to the Osage Nation seal. That wouldn't, and it's, I get that we're our own branch, but I agree, we are representatives of the Osage Nation. I think it's a little bit, it can be a little bit confusing for people that see Osage Nation Congress and as a seal. I could see where they're like, well, are you with the Osage Nation? Yes, we're with this branch. Mm-hmm.
But, Congresswoman Stabler?
Well, I wanted to go ahead and add, too, I believe we probably have an embossed seal that we use for documents, do we, to the clerk? We don't?
The embossed seal that we have has the Osage Nation seal on it.
Okay. Well, that was my other thought. Well, we would have to change that. So it's already using the Osage seal. So I guess just to get through today, I would just go ahead and get to a vote. You know, I'm motion to approve the charge for the trademark of the Osage Nation congressional seal.
All those in favor?
I have to
have a second.
Second for discussion. Did she say motion to approve the charge to pay for the trademark?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Second.
Discussion?
Chair. So does that mean we've decided we're going to continue using it?
Obviously, if we're going to pay almost $400 for the trademark on it.
Okay.
I'd say we probably should start using it more if that's what we're doing.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Is there
no more discussion?
Any more discussion? Seeing none? All those in favor, say yes.
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 Those opposed?
Yes, yes.
Motion passes.
I'm confused. I have a question. Sorry. Where is that on our agenda?
It's being discussed under payables because it
the payable for the trademark.
Oh, we're just, it's just all lumped in as well. Okay.
Payables.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the consideration of the CARES Act expense. Thank you for your patience. In your packet is a list of items that was submitted to the COVID task force that they have received, and we've confirmed that. And I was wanting to know if anybody had any more discussion on this before we vote to approve or disapprove. Congresswoman Stabler?
I'll go ahead and just make a comment that the items included were submitted for, submitted were for consideration as whether they would qualify for CARES Act dollars. And so we've received word, I believe now, that they have qualified for CARES Act dollars. That didn't mean that my list meant we have to order all of this. So that's the consideration. I'd like to hear from the committee. There were a couple of items. I'm looking for them now. I believe it's, there were some iPads. Yes, some iPads that were on there. To me, I didn't know that was necessary along with the rest of the stuff because they did have I thought we would have to pay for a data charge, but I understand from the clerk there's no longer a data charge on the iPads, that they work from Wi-Fi. The hotspots, did we ever find out if we can purchase hotspots annually?
That's a Jordan question.
For Jordan?
I'd like to recognize the budget analyst, Jordan Frazier.
AT&T said that we could pay all of the year's charges in one payment if we wanted to. I think if there were any objection, it would have been from the CARES Act task force, but they didn't object to that in our proposal.
Okay.
Thank you.
The other concern I had were over printers. I know there's a few that are wanting printers, but just wanted to, printers lead to other costs, cables, ink, that sort of thing, and that's not included on here. And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that, I guess my opinion alone is if we do decide to agree to purchase printers. These printers are consumable items, and the printer and the ink cost, I think, would need to fall to the member or, whoever was using it. But that's just my personal opinion on it. That's all I have.
Is there any other discussion?
Oh, never mind.
Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have a question?
I see something else. Now, it looks like we've added some items. Have those items been approved as well?
I'd like to recognize Jordan Frazier, the budget analyst. Go ahead, Jordan.
They have not been approved. They weren't put forward on our original list. They were added on Thursday or Friday. I think that the task force had some money set aside for if something like this came up, so I can run that by them and see if they approve of it.
That's all I have, Chair. Thank you. Okay, if there's any more discussion? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion? Congresswoman Stabler?
I'll move to approve procurement of items listed on the CARES Act funding that was submitted and for those items that were approved.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 All those opposed? Yes. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is the discussion of orientation for the new members. This item has to be discussed because it's listed in the congressional rules that it falls under this committee. And I had asked the clerk to present to us a couple of days that she'd be available to actually hold the orientation. So I'd like to turn this over to the clerk, Rubidoux.
I contacted our legislative counsel, Mr. Gill, and Kimberly Pearson with the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise and asked them when they would be available. And the general consensus was the 28th would be the best day for them as far as getting it done as quickly as possible. So I told them that I would speak with the committee, and once you guys agree, we'll on a date. If that date's not going to work, then I'm not sure what the next date available date for Kimberly would be, and we could ask Mr. Gill. I do know that I plan to be out next week, and there's some additional days that I was going to take off the first part of August, but we'll be as flexible as we can. We looked at doing all day the 28th and getting as much done as possible. The FTP site discussed, Mr. Gill would go over legislation flow, and then we would talk about SharePoint and some additional information that's needed for potential travel in the future, and then we would go into Robert's Rules of Order and congressional rules. And then on the 29th, we could come back in the afternoon, because the morning of the 29th, I believe there's going to be a special gaming meeting that I believe the majority of Congress members would like to attend. So we would just have a meeting in the afternoon on the 29th. And we would continue with any additional discussion of Robert's rules that would need to be taken place at that time.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. So I think the question would really be to the new members. Is that correct? The orientation is just for the new members. So that would be Congressman Keene and Congresswoman Shaw. Are you guys, is that okay? Are those dates, do they sound all right?
Both of those dates are fine. Those dates are fine with me.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I don't know that wouldn't take a motion, was it?
Not necessarily.
Okay. We just wanted to address it because it is something in the rules that falls under the Congressional Affairs Committee. So.
The 28th and 29th.
Yes. July 28th, the full day, and July 29th in the afternoon. Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the Congressional 401k trustee. I'm looking for a nomination to...
I nominate R.J. Walker.
there a second?
No seconds required.
Oh, no seconds required.
Any other nominations?
Any other nominations?
Move that nominations cease and RJ Walker be appointed the Congressional 401K trustee by acclamation.
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Yes.
All those opposed?
Yes.
The Congressman Walker will now fill the seat as the 401K trustee. Speaker Pratt, did you have a comment?
I just had my hand up prior to the vote to hear his speech as to his qualifications, but I'm just kidding, so good.
I'll do my best.
Okay, my follow-up question to that is, speaking of, did you, I may have not heard you a minute ago, is that on the orientation agenda? Anywhere?
We will make sure that that is covered.
Okay, but so the reason for asking that would be that if it was somewhere towards the end of your agenda, possibly, that would give a notification to the new members of participation. So that's all I was just asking. Okay.
I think that there's some Congress members that may not participate at this time, so maybe we should let everybody know if they're interested. They could come and listen to the folks at John Hancock. I spoke to, I think his name is Mr. Rouse today, and he's going to, I had inquired about an agreement of some sort with the legislative branch and his business, and he said there wasn't one in place, that he would send one, and also any forms that need to be completed by Congressman Walker. And so I told him that after we decided on a day for the orientation, I'll reach out to him. So we'll keep everybody informed via email. The next item on the agenda is executive session to talk about some personnel matters. Congresswoman Stabler?
Motion to move into executive session for personnel matters.
Second.
Second.
Okay, so we'll go into executive session.
Look at Cody. Outside.